Shall I arrange a carriage for your lordship?
Thank you. No. We shall remain here some while longer,
replied Lord Chesterton Wimblefarthing.
I would like you to do one thing for me,
said Major Hangthorne.
Put together a tray of crumpets and one of raw carrots, and bring them both to the table at 12 o'clock exactly. No sooner.
Carrots and crumpets at 12 o'clock, sir. I shall inform the cook.
You think he'll come, then? Asked Lord Maypole.
I'm sure he will. He is a gentleman. He will arrive at midnight and admit defeat. No man on earth could make 28 audio recordings in 30 days, and tonight Mr. Crumpets will acknowledge his folly.
I wonder, though, mused Lord Chesterton, where has he been for a month? Is it possible he has been holed up in some unknown laboratory, concocting recordings? You must admit, it would be quite something if he were successful.
Quite something indeed. Hangthorne here would be out £50,000. Have you brought your bank book, Major?
I have, but I shall not be needing it, I think.
At that moment, a chime rang out from the adjacent hearth room, where the club's large clock stood. 11 more chimes followed in turn. As the 12th chime finished, the gentlemen turned their glances toward the heavy door of the main entrance. Their attention was not unrewarded, for at that moment the latch was turned, and a manservant ushered in Mr. Crumpets.
"Good evening," said he.
"I think you mean to say good morning. We're glad to see you, though. You do yourself credit by arriving to acknowledge your defeat. And besides that, Lord Maypole has had only losing partners at whist in your absence."
"Will you sit and have a bite with us?"
said Major Hangthorne.
"Stilton is late with our midnight snack. Stilton!"
Stilton appeared from the hearth room.
"Are you ready with our refreshments?"
"Would you like them now?"
"Of course we'd like them now, you slow coach. Very good, sir."
"Before we eat, let me present you with what little I was able to finish in the past 30 days.
He opened his satchel and produced from it a canister of cellulose platens, all of them grooved.
"You have been busy, at least. I do hope you feel proud of your accomplishment, even if the endeavour ultimately fell short."
Stilton re-entered with 2 silver trays, one laden with warm crumpets and the other with whole raw carrots.
"Ah, Stilton, bring in the gramophone, if you will. We have at least a few recordings to listen to."
Major Hangthorne put crumpets on 3 plates, one for himself, one for Maypole, and one for Lord Chesterton. On Crumpet's plate, he put 3 carrots. As Crumpets took the first bite of his vegetable, a chime was heard once again from the hearth room. Once again, 12 tones were heard before silence returned. Major Hangthorne looked as if he were about to say something, but the return of Stilton stopped his speech.
"I beg your pardon, my lord, but I'm afraid I am unable to locate the gramophone."
"Ah,"
said Crumpets.
"I would look for it in the hearth room. I believe my manservant was testing a recording of mine there some moments ago."
Stilton, do you have a watch upon you?"
"Indeed, sir. It is midnight just now."
"Just now?"
"Just now, sir."
"Mr. Crumpets, how many platens are in this canister?"
"In the canister? 27.
27?
"The 28th is still on the gramophone. Here it comes now. Bells is the name of that one."
"Would you like one of my crumpets?"
said Lord Chesterton.
"That would be delicious,"
said Mr. Crumpets.